Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talk to fisheries biologist with the Department of Natural Resources, Chad Dolan, about fishing locally and also what you'll need in order to fish legally here in the state of Iowa.
The crappie are really biting well. They've moved in pretty shallow within a few feet of shore and most of our inland lakes. And anglers are having pretty good success just throwing like a small jig, like a 32nd ounce jig, with like a 1-inch paddle tail body placed on the jig. Some of those anglers are tipping with like a small chunk of red worm or something of that nature, but most aren't even using any live bait at all, and they're having pretty good success. Typically, you know, anglers are casting and then just doing like a slow and steady retrieve, and also vertical jigging near structure, like brush piles and things are working quite well. Now, as we move into later, you know, into May here, not much May left, and then we move into June, and then certainly by mid-June, the bluegill bite will really pick up. They're going to be entering kind of, you know, pre-spawn and spawning mode, and they can be caught in much the same ways that crappie can. They may be found in a few different areas. They're going to move really, really shallow. They may be found in, you know, as shallow as, you know, a foot of water or less in some cases. But typically, if you fish the same shoreline areas and you're casting in towards shore and doing a slow and steady retrieve, you're going to have pretty good success catching bluegill as well. And the good thing about bluegill is they can be caught, you know, pretty easily by using, you know, a bobber with a worm underneath that bobber, and then just casting around structure, and those bluegills, those hungry bluegills, will take a hold of that worm, and, you know, plop, there goes your bobber, it's gone, and you can just set the hook, and you can catch yourself a nice bluegill that way. And if you can find the places where bluegills are doing their spawning, they often have little nesting depressions. Those can be good areas to fish as well. And both species I mentioned, crappies and bluegills, there's some success that can be had fly fishing. The best fly fishing that you're going to have is lakes that don't have a lot of flooded timber, because obviously on the back cast you can hook that timber quite easily, and then you're just going to have a mess to deal with, you know what I mean? So if you've got these open areas that you can do that and work that fly rod and you know, just use a small sinking fly, those fish will grab a hold of that, and that can produce some pretty good fishing for you.
Licensing, who needs to get a license, and for what kinds of bodies of waters do you need a fishing license for?
Basically, anybody that's 16 years and older needs a license to fish on all public lakes. And then as far as private lakes, you know, if the landowner and his family, they can fish there without a license, but anybody outside the immediate family is going to need to be licensed in order to fish there. And basically the cost of a resident fishing license is $19 at this point. And there are some new and exciting license options this year. You can purchase a license that will allow you to fish for 3 years for $53. And again, that's for residents. And also, kind of a neat one is the combination fishing, hunting, and habitat fee license that can be purchased for $47. So you can get both those licenses and your habitat fee paid for that amount. And you're actually saving a few dollars if you purchase via that option.
Locally here, we don't have any big lakes, but what are some of the bodies of waters here in Washington County in the immediate area where some good fishing can be had?
Well, a lot of people in Washington County like to visit the Washington County Conservation Board's Crawford Pond or Clemens Creek Pond on their Clemens Creek Wildlife Area. You know, a lot of people know private landowners who have farm ponds, and as long as you ask permission from those private landowners, those are fantastic places to fish. Now, if you venture just a little bit outside the county, take a drive down Highway 61 down to Des Moines County, there's a wonderful County Conservation Board lake called Big Hollow Lake. It's about 178 acres, and right now it's producing some excellent crappie and bluegill fishing.
That was my conversation with Chad Dolan, fisheries biologist with the Iowa DNR. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.